Philip Willink is the chair of the Illinois Endangered Species Protection Board, and it's my understanding that you and a group of biologists and environmentalists get together, what, every 5 years to weigh in on the fate of every animal and plant that exists in Illinois?
So we actually meet more frequently than that. Our charge is to revise the list at least every 5 years. So we meet four times a year, more when necessary. And, yeah, the idea is to create a list of all the species in the state that are considered endangered or threatened.
And I would imagine many of us might not be far from one of these species. Tell me how many species are on the endangered species list in Illinois.
So as of our latest list, which came out actually on Halloween, so just a little over a month ago, we have 513 species of animals and plants on there, most of which most people are not likely to see as they're pretty rare, but others are more common.
Are most of those plant species?
Most of those are plant species. There's a little over 300 of them are plant species.
And I see it includes 29 birds. Let's talk about the 8 mammals on the list.
All right. A lot of those tend to be bats. Which tend to be rare. Many of them are rare now because of a disease called white nose syndrome. They were more common in the past, but have undergone dramatic declines because of this disease, and that has created a lot of concern about their conservation and long-term management.
What about, are there any fish? I know you have 40 fish on the list. Any of those names that we might recognize?
I could talk hours on this because my specialty is fish biologist, but I will spare you that. one that you may have heard of are sturgeon. Lake sturgeon are on
there. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they're on there. Used to be very common, late 1800s. So common there was a fishery for them, but we overfished them. They lost a lot of their spawning grounds. And so now they're very rare, but they are making a slow comeback. So they're still listed as endangered, but their trajectory is positive.
Oh, well, that's good. Who is the most endangered on that list? What species of plant or animal or reptile or bird are we most likely to see go extinct or no longer be around in Illinois?
That's a tough question. There are, and I say that because it depends on the quality of data and how many people are out there looking as to how rare some of these things are. There's, you know, for example, there's a scorpion in Illinois. A lot of people don't realize that. And it is found in a very small area, although that area is relatively stable. There's some other insects that we only have like a half dozen records in the state.
Let's go back to the scorpion. I think most of us think the Southwest or the West for scorpions. It's not like what most of us grew up seeing, is it? Does it look like what most of us would identify as a scorpion?
Yeah, it does. So first of all, these are not in downtown Chicago. You're not going to be seeing these around here. They're in the southwestern portion of the state along the Mississippi River. There's some hills along there. And this is a species that can be found more commonly in other states like Missouri. But a few of them somehow floated across the Mississippi River and established a population in Illinois.
Hmm. Are they deadly?
No, not deadly, but don't pick one up.
Yeah. I see that sunfish were mentioned. And since that's your specialty, talk to me about that.
So there's a lot of different species of sunfish. For example, bluegill is a sunfish. Largemouth bass are in that. Those are both super common species. Bluegill is actually the state fish of Illinois. But then there's maybe a dozen species of sunfish, and some of these are quite rare or declining. They're usually in habitats that are like wetland-oriented habitats, and we've lost a lot of our wetlands. And so if they're really restricted to that particular habitat, we'll see declines in their numbers. And that's a similar pattern that we see in a lot of the endangered species, is that they have very particular habitat requirements, that is where they want to live, but a lot of that has since disappeared, so their ranges have constricted and their numbers have gone down.
Interesting. I know when we dug our pond, I think we put red ear sunfish in the pond. That's a pretty common species, right?
That one is, yeah. That one's pretty common. But some others are not. There's a red spotted sunfish, and that one is actually listed as threatened, but not red ear. Red ear is a fairly common one.
Let me talk about fireflies, lightning bugs. We all have different names for them. I spent a lot of time in a rural area of western Illinois. It's where my husband farms. And boy, I see more and more prairie coming down. And every time a prairie comes down, I don't know where they go, but they don't come back.
Yeah, and that's it. So you're talking about the loss of the habitat. Their preferred habitat is disappearing. And so we see fewer of them. Now, another concern with things like fireflies and other insects are herbicides from agriculture. And even though you may spray these on whatever particular field, it does blow around in the wind and sometimes has unintended consequences. And so that is actually an area of research right now in Illinois, trying to figure out what the impact is of these pesticides that are flowing around.
And, of course, farmers will say that homeowners are just as responsible for the runoff of pesticides or that type of product that they use on their lawns. Is that true or not?
Yeah, no, and that could be the case. That could very well be the case. And it kind of depends on where in the state you are. And if you're in the middle of the state, it's dominated by agriculture. If you're in the collar counties around Chicago, it's going to be suburbs and the impacts of those types of environments.
Talk to me about a prairie chicken. I've never heard of a prairie chicken.
Ah, well, it's a bird, and it loves prairies, as you can guess by the name. And Illinois, being the prairie state, used to have a lot of prairie. But a lot of that prairie has since disappeared. So we still have the prairie chicken. It's doing okay.
Does it look like a regular chicken? What does it look like?
No, it looks more like a quail, if you know what a quail
okay.
looks like.
Absolutely.
Yeah, more like that. So I don't, yes, it's more quail than chicken, but it's kind of chickenish if you want to go that way.
That's fun. Hey, where can people read more about this? Because I think it's not on everyone's radar, but there are a lot of people who are intrigued and, of course, concerned about the loss of habitat for the over 500 species that you're talking about.
So there is a website. If you look up Endangered Species Protection Board for Illinois, that lists a bunch of resources that you can look at, and you can see the list. And I should also mention that all of our meetings, they're government meetings, so the strict regulations that they follow the Open Meetings Act for Illinois. So people can come to any of our meetings, or you can watch them online if you're really curious about the process and see what goes on and possibly even make comments.
Oh, that's wonderful. All right. I'm all in on that. Thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you.
That's Philip Willink, chair of the Illinois Endangered Species Protection Board. Of course, I wanted to ask him about owls and otters, but I'll go to the website he suggested.